This morning, we conclude our series, Scenes I Wish I'd Written, with a screenwriter who had a tough time of it.
Impossible to ask a writer to pick one scene. Come on.
But NPR special correspondent Susan Stamberg persisted, and Jenny Bix, an executive producer and writer for HBO's Sex and the City, finally made a choice.
Are you okay? What's the matter? Are you all right?
Woody Allen, Annie Hall, the spider scene.
What?
There's a big black spider in the bathroom.
That's what you got me here for at 3 o'clock in the morning, because there's a spider in the bathroom?
Oh, my God.
The movie was written by Woody Allen with Marshall Brickman from 1977. Diane Keaton is Annie Hall. The scene is they've broken up. She calls him in the middle of the night. She says, you got to come over. She's having an emergency.
I got a wonderful idea. Why don't you get the guy that took you to the rock concert? We'll call him, and he can come over and kill the spider. You know,
I called you. You want to help me or not, huh?
What is this? Since when do you read the National Review? What are you turning into?
Well, I like to try to get all points of view.
Wonderful. Then why don't you get William F. Buckley to kill the spider?
Alvy, you're a little hostile. You know that? Not only that, you look thin and tired.
What?
Would you like a glass of chocolate milk?
Hey, what am I, your son? What do you mean? I came over for a...
I got the good chocolate.
Yeah, where's the spider?
Is it
in the bathroom? Okay.
Hey, don't squish it, and after it's dead, flush it down the toilet, okay? And flush it a couple of times.
Darling, I've been killing spiders since I was 30, okay?
What are you doing?
Honey, there's a spider in your bathroom the size of a Buick.
You know, to me, a great scene is a scene that ostensibly is about one thing and really is about the relationships underneath. And I think this is that perfect kind of combination of active and funny. And yet it really is all about these two people who are still kind of in love with each other and needing each other. And the rhythms really impacted how I try to write in terms of kind of combining the drama and these incredibly funny one-liners that aren't jokes. They're just completely character-driven comedy. It's just funny. And he captured New York in the 70s in a way that I don't think anyone else ever did. And you know, I think we had a dream on Sex and the City that we were kind of capturing New York in that period of time.
Annie Hall really is about a lot of things, but one of the things it's about is a woman growing up, essentially. She grows up under his tutelage. Sex and the City has very similar themes. It's not just the city of New York.
Oh, no. I mean, really... It's about the quest to find those people, that person that you fit with. With us, it became kind of those four girls.
Okay, well, we'll ask you now, Jenny Bix, to pick something from your own work, one scene that you're particularly proud of.
The thing that I picked was from an episode called A Woman's Right to Shoes, and it's an episode really about being judged for being a single girl. And the scene that I picked, I don't think it's very elegant necessarily writing, but I think the statement it makes was kind of revolutionary for us to say, and it seemed to have had a big impact.
Carrie goes to a party where all guests are asked to remove their shoes before going into the main rooms. Carrie does that when she goes to leave. Her shoes, her $485 pair of Manola Blahnik shoes, are missing. She asks her friend to please repay her for this. The friend refuses. And here's the scene.
I did a little mental addition, and over the years, I have bought Kira an engagement gift, a wedding gift, then there was the trip to Maine for the wedding, three baby gifts. In total, I have spent over $2,300 celebrating her choices. And she is shaming me for spending a lousy $485 on myself.
Sarah Jessica Parker is Carrie. Kristen Davis is her friend Charlotte.
Gifts. I mean, if you got married or had a child, she would spend the same on you.
And if I don't ever get married or have a baby, what? I get bupkis? Think about it. If you are single after graduation, there isn't one occasion where people celebrate you. I am talking about the single gal. Hallmark doesn't make a congratulations, you didn't marry the wrong guy card. And where's the flatware for going on vacation alone?
The Single Girls Manifesto from a scene that Jenny Bix wrote for Sex and the City.
You know, we always know when it's a good story when our writer's room kind of explodes with something. And this was one of these cases where I'd gone to a party and had been told to take off my shoes. And the reason that we had to take them off was because the kids would pick stuff up and get sick. Mm-hmm. And, you know, my shoes did not disappear. But I walked in and I said, you know what? What's with the fact that now, the world has started to revolve around people with children. Why are we the ones who are being judged for our choices when we have to reward those who make other choices? And, you know, what was really nice about this episode was a week after, I got a ton of calls from people saying that single women were starting to register at stores for their birthdays. And I thought, that's great, because that means we've put something out there that's maybe starting a dialogue.
Jenny Bix was a writer and executive producer for HBO's Sex and the City. She's just adapted The Nanny Diaries for film and is working on other HBO projects. I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News.
Seems like old times having you to walk with.
You can see the full scene from Annie Hall, but not the spider, at npr.org.